Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling our Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Sharon Everett.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
I'm good. A little confused, but good.
Oh, no. What can I do for you today, Sharon?
Well, yesterday I had the Arch Top Fiber installed. All right. And the tech said that 24 hours wait. He gave me a card. And he said something about changing something over. It's on my phone, and now I'm totally confused.
Okay.
I have to put in a different password. I think that's maybe what it is, but I'm confused.
So are we having an issue with? I'm sorry. Let me just recap. This is for the phone, or is it for the Archtop Fiber Wi-Fi?
Wi-Fi.
Okay, so we're looking to get access to the home pass. Is that correct?
I guess.
Or is it the Wi-Fi just to access the internet?
You've got me.
Okay.
All I know is he gave me a card.
Okay.
The network name on it, mm-hmm. and a wireless password key. And he said to save this.
Okay.
But there's a, what do you call it, a little square he put on my phone.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so there's a different password for the application. That's called the Home Pass.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Sharon, what is your service address, please?
78 South Field Street, Kingston, New York.
Okay, I've got you here. Perfect. Let me just take a look to make sure everything's taken care of.
He said something about changing something, going to this, and I can put in my past password from my old Wi-Fi and put it in here, and it should cover, I guess, my internet and everything.
Okay, no worries. And when was the install? That was yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday morning. It's just about 24 hours now that when he left.
Okay. All right. So in that point, let me just go ahead and take a look. Okay, great. Awesome. So I'm in. Let me go ahead and provide you with the password.
Now, okay. There is a password in here already.
Okay, yes.
Okay, because he said to put the one that I was going to use from my old internet, I guess, my old Wi-Fi. I can use that.
Okay, so are we trying to access, at this moment, are we trying to access the Home Pass app on your phone?
This is so confusing because I am not,
technologically inclined, don't worry, I will make this as simple as possible for you.
I have the Home Pass square on my phone.
Yes. Have you been able to open it and sign into it?
Well, I opened it up. It says Home Pass.
Okay.
And it says adapt and then something primary password, Arch Top Fiber, check speed, whatever.
Okay.
And a whole
so,
bunch of different things.
Okay. And so we're just looking to edit the network password, right?
I'm assuming that's what it is.
Okay. So if we're looking to change the password for your network, which is how your devices connect to the internet, I can actually do that for you if you'd like me to do so.
I give you the password?
Yeah, and I can type it in exactly the way that you tell it to me.
Okay, but will it change on my phone?
So, yes, so it will change for the entire network because we have access to the back end systems for like troubleshooting and if for some reason the password doesn't work, we can always reset the password, et cetera. So we have the capability of editing the password. We just can't see the current password.
Okay. All right.
And once we save the new password, I won't be able to see it again.
All right. Because and the password I showed him that I was going to use, he said yes, because I could use that, because that then would also how can I say this without sounding very confusing? But it would cover my emails and everything, my emails from my old Spectrum.
Oh.
If you understand, if you can understand anything I'm saying, because I'm trying to.
Okay, so we need to change the password to the Wi-Fi network so that your devices can connect to the internet using the old password that you used to have for your previous, correct?
Yes, basically, yes.
Okay.
That sounds correct.
So go ahead and provide to me with letting me know if there's any capitals or anything like that, special characters, things like that. Exactly
right,
what the password will be.
And it's a long one, so I'm going to try to go slow. All right, here we go. D, capital D as in David.
Mm-hmm.
Capital V as in Victor. Capital W as in Walter.
Mm-hmm.
3201. Capital B as in boy. Capital D as in Dodd. 90450.
Okay, so let me repeat that to you. That's all capitals for the
letters.
For the letters. So it's D as in David, V as in Victor, W as in Walter, 3201, B as in Brendan, G as in girl,
D as in David.
Oh, D as in David, then G as in girl, or B as in...
No G. B as in boy, D as in David.
Oh, okay, perfect. Okay, so D as in David, V as in Victor, W as in Walter, 3201, B as in Brendan, D as in David, 90450?
Correct.
And that's what we want the Wi-Fi password to be, right, for your devices to connect to the internet?
I'm hoping so, yes.
Okay, I can definitely do that.
He said if I had any problem, I could call this number.
Yes, absolutely. We are more than happy to help in that sense.
And I just tried to do it myself, and I just looked at it, and I said, I don't remember everything he said. Oh, God.
Okay, so that has been set. Your network ID is still going to be the Archtop Fiber 5198. Now, all devices that are connecting to the internet will have to enter that password for the network.
Now, what does that mean?
So, meaning your cell phone. Let me see what devices you have. Let's see.
All right.
So, your MacBook Pro, your watch, your iPad, an iPhone, the Roku, and the printer.
Oh, God. Don't tell me the printer, because he set that for me. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm hoping I have...
I can actually walk you through the printer setup because I actually have an Epson.
Do you? Oh.
Yes. So if you want me to walk you through it on the phone, I can definitely help you do so.
Yeah, I just hope I'm doing this right because... Let me see. Oh, goodness gracious. I wish I was a pro in technology. I really do.
Oh, no worries. I'm more than happy to help you walk through it.
All right. I'm at the printer now.
Okay. So you're going to go to the menu. You're going to go to settings, and you're going to find the network settings.
All right. Hold on. Settings. Oh. I have general settings. Print
yeah.
Counters.
If you press the arrows.
All right. I got, now I've got network settings.
Yes. You're going to press OK on that.
I don't think there was an OK, though. Was it? Network.
Well, it'll tell you on the screen what equals OK.
Yeah, what comes up next is Wi-Fi setup, wired LAN, network status, connection.
We're doing Wi-Fi setup.
All right, hold on. Let me go back up. Wi-Fi, hit on that. Okay, and then it just says select connection method, router, Wi-Fi direct.
It'll be router.
Okay, now I've got device name, connection, and signal strength.
Okay, so...
Okay, here we go. Network.
Yes.
SSID, that also.
Yes, so the network SSID will be the Archtop 58...
5198.
Yes, 5198.
Okay.
I was going to say 5891. I had to look at it.
Okay, and then I got IP and channel. So what do I do now?
So you're going to select on the Archtop Fiber 5198. It should prompt you to put in the password.
Okay, wait a minute. I might have to go. It says change settings. I have to hit that.
Yes.
Hit that. Oh, gosh. Now it took me to something else. It took me to Wi-Fi setup. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe can I figure, how can I figure this? I don't know how to, I brought that up, but that's not, how do I change it? Oh, God.
Oh, okay. So give me one moment. So when it comes to the network settings, you should be able to see the WPA2. And it should ask you for, there should be a passkey that you would select.
No, I don't see any WPA. Hold on, maybe. No. Change settings. I hit change settings, but this just comes up Wi-Fi setup wizard.
Yes, Wi-Fi setup wizard. That's one you want.
Okay. All right. All right, it's got us. Okay, here we go. Now, there's two things here that have that Archtop Fiber 5198.
There should only be one.
There's two of them.
Well, you can select the first one. It should ask you for the passcode.
Wireless router. And then it, okay, it says wireless router, and very lightly it says Archtop Fiber, and then it says enter password.
Yes, and that is where you will want to enter that password that you just provided to me.
Okay.
And make sure that it is all in caps, seeing as you don't have any lowercase.
W. Two. One. D, D. Nine, oh, four. I think I got it. So I hit OK?
Yes.
It says start setup.
It says what?
Start setup.
Yes. How's it looking?
It's got a circle going around.
Okay. That means it's trying to connect.
It says setup complete.
Yep. It's connected. I see it. It just popped up over on my end.
Okay. So that one's done.
Yes.
Right? That's all done?
And then for the iPhone and the iPad, it'll be much simpler. Same with the MacBook. The MacBook I can also walk you through.
Okay, let me open that. Sometimes I wish I took computer classes now.
No, that's okay. It's always a learning experience, and things change all the time. So believe me, I mean, I'm only 34, and yet I still find myself like, oh, what do I do here?
See, I'm 77, and this is all new to me.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, I used to help my mom all the time, and even
I hit and miss, like, experimented myself, but some of it I get, it's overwhelming sometimes.
I know. My mom felt that way too. I'm kind of her tech guru.
My computer. Do I go to settings now?
Yes. No. So on the upper right, you're going to see where the Wi-Fi symbol is.
Oh, okay. Up here. Okay.
Yep. And you're going to select the Archtop Fiber 5198, and you're going to type in that same password. And this one will be simpler because you have a whole keypad at your disposal.
Okay. All right, if it ever opens up. It's going in circles.
Yeah, it might be having some trouble since it was already connected at one point that it's trying to just update itself. I know some MacBooks, like my mother's MacBook, she used to have to wait like a good minute or so for it to load up.
Yeah, I'm surprised because usually it doesn't. Come on.
It also varies based on the year too.
The Wi-Fi network archive requires the WPA2 password. So this
yes.
is where I'm going to put that?
Yes, correct. See, it's you're getting it.
Well, it still makes me nervous. No matter.
I know. That's okay. Because I get that way, too. Sometimes I need the reinforcement or, like, the reassurance that, hey, you got this. But, I mean, you've got it.
Okay.
Usually there's a little eye thing that allows you to see the password.
Yeah, I just clicked on that. DBW3201D90450. Okay, I think it's good so I can join.
Yep. And it's connected.
Okay, that's connected. Ooh, what am I closing this up for? I'm going to need it again. And my phone is...
So your phone is going to be somewhat similar. This one, you're going to go to the settings tile.
All right.
And you're just going to go down to the Wi-Fi.
And then hit Archtop.
Yes, you're going to hit the Archtop. And then it will tell you that the password is incorrect. And then that's where you will re-enter the new password.
It took me to forget this network. So do I want to take that password out?
You can forget the network if you want. And then just re-tap it once it pops back up on your... Oh, you're on it. It's connected.
On it.
Yep. It just showed me that it connected.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, you know why? Here's the great thing about Apple. Once it realizes that your phone is trying to connect it, since you did it with the MacBook Pro first, it
yeah.
syncs everything. That's what's so great about the Apple ID.
Okay. All right. So that this one is done. My Mac is done. That's done. What else has to be done now?
The iPad and the Roku.
Oh, God, the Roku.
The Roku I can walk you through as well. Don't worry.
iPad, I think that's his iPad. So let me get that. And, oh, gosh, I hope I can remember his password to get in it. Oh, boy, don't think so.
That's okay, because if he has you as a contact and you have him as a contact for his iPad, you can actually share the network. It'll pop up on your phone once you unlock it and he's trying to access
it. How about that? I remembered it.
Oh, that's good. That's awesome.
So do I go to settings for that too?
Yes.
And Wi-Fi?
Yes. The iPad and the iPhones are exactly the same. It's just larger screen.
Yeah.
And some iPads have the capability of making calls. Some don't.
All right, this one came up incorrect password.
Yes, and then it should ask you to re-enter the password.
Okay, right. Oh, gosh.
Since it is his iPad, that's why it didn't auto-sync, is because it's not linked to the same iCloud account.
Okay. Okay, let me. Oh, goodness gracious.
No worries, you got this.
Thank you for being so patient.
Of course, anytime. That's what I'm here for.
Oh, I can't check this one, so I'm going to hit join, so hopefully it's right.
Yeah, that's the only thing I don't like about the iPhones and the iPads. It never lets you see them.
Yeah, well, it must have went through, hopefully.
Oh, let me just check. Not quite yet, but it should pop up in just a moment if it does.
Yeah.
Yep, it's connected. Oh, and guess what? Your watch is connected too.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Yeah, so once your phone gets connected to the Wi-Fi, it'll update your watch that way as well.
Oh, good. So I guess the only other thing is the Roku.
Correct. Okay. And if he has an iPhone as well, he'll need to connect when he gets home, but that's easily done. You could just share a Wi-Fi password if your phone is unlocked and he goes to connect to the internet. Then at that point, you can share the Wi-Fi passcode.
Let me tell you, if you think I'm bad, he's got a little flip phone, and that's it.
Oh, gotcha.
he is worse off than I am.
Oh, no worries. Some people just have their preferences, and that's okay.
Okay, so I have to go to that now, because I have to change. All right, let's get the Roku up. All right, I'm on Roku, but I've got a whole bunch of different things on Roku. Okay, I'm at the home screen anyway, so where do I go from here?
Okay, so you should be able to find the settings tile on the Roku.
Settings. Oh, yeah, here we go. Settings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hit settings. Do
yes.
I want to network?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I got network. And where do I go from there? Set up connection or?
Set up connection, yes.
Hold on. Get that one. All right, so it's got set up and then it's got wireless. Go over to wireless?
Yes. See, you know that, you know your stuff.
It, like I said, it's hit and miss, and I've tried doing things, you know, myself. And all right.
Oh, no, I get it. I completely get it. It's always better to have the guidance than to be stuck and just feel overwhelmed.
All right, so I hit on wireless then?
Yes.
All right, it's scanning network, wireless network. All right, I've got Archtop. So do I... click on Archtop?
Yes, the Archtop Fiber 5198.
Oh, now it's... Do I want to clear that password?
Yes.
Clear password. And then I have to put a new one in.
Oh. Correct. And this one you should be pretty easily able to see it. Usually Rokus are pretty good about allowing you to see what you're typing.
Yeah, there's the bar on top. It's just going to be one of these. Where did I put my...
Make sure you go over to the capitalized letters.
Yeah, that's what's going to confuse me. Let's see. Oh,
well, there should be a capital letter ABC section.
Yeah, I've got to figure out where I am now here. Okay, I want to go over here. I want to go there. Capitals. All right, let's try it now. I don't know. It didn't show up capitals, though.
Do the letters appear to be lowercase or uppercase?
They're lowercase, and I just did this, and I got to get out of it because I just... How do I clear it now?
You can go down to the backspace. It should be on the upper right corner of the,
Sometimes it's
on the upper right corner and sometimes it's on the lower right corner.
Yeah, I found it, but the thing that I'm trying to figure out how to get the capitals, there's a thing way over here.
If there's an upper arrow, like an arrow facing upwards, that will be equal to the shift button.
Got it. I got it. Thank you.
Of course.
I found it. Okay. See? This whole streaming thing is going to be different, too. W. And this Roku talks to me all the time.
Oh!
And I'm like, okay.
How is it talking? Is it talking every time you're, like, highlighting something? Like, when you move over the different settings?
I don't understand what it's saying, but I know I can hear a voice. It's talking away.
It's a narrator. That's what it is. I can help you take that off if you'd like.
Oh, I would love. Yesterday I was playing with it, and I guess it's voice activated or something. I kept saying, just mute.
Yeah, no, it's an accessibility thing. So what that is that I'll go through the settings with you. Don't worry.
I've got that much in. Okay.
It's for those who can't see very well, so that they know what their mouse, so to speak, is hovering. So when they go down the options, it narrates what is said, so that those who are hard of seeing. Or who have poor eyesight can actually hear what they're hovering over.
Nine.
Believe me, my son turns it on all the time, and I don't know why he does it. He just likes hearing it.
Number one, I can't understand what they're saying, and all I hear is this noise.
And it's like a robotic voice almost, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel like they could have done a little bit better when it came to those, but...
DVW-2201BD-90450. Okay, so now I just have to go to connect?
Correct.
Press. Let's see if it's doing it. Wireless connection, internet connection.
It should be processing it and yep, it connected.
Yeah, it says status connected, so I guess I'm all done then.
Yes, you're all done with the Wi-Fi connections.
Okay.
So now you can go back into the settings on the Roku. So if you see the go back button, it's usually like yeah. A backwards arrow, like a U-turn type arrow.
Yep. What do I look for now? Going back.
So you're going to go to accessibility, so get out of the network settings.
Okay, down to accessibility, okay, right.
Correct.
Here. And click on it?
Click on that, yes.
Okay. And?
Do you see narrator?
Caption screen reader?
Yes, that would be it. Screen reader.
So just go over and put off?
Correct.
It won't let me change it.
Oh, no.
It's on there and it won't take it off.
Okay, bear with me.
Wait a minute. Maybe I can do it this way. I think I got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Move over something else and see if you hear a robotic voice.
Yeah, I don't hear it. The screen reader announces information on it. The toggles. I think I had to go down one instead of clicking on
it. Oh, gotcha. Okay, yeah. Sometimes it has like a little submenu there that you have to go into in order to turn it off.
So I guess it's turned off then.
So there is a quick way to do it, by the way.
Okay.
So if ever you press the options button on your Roku remote 4 times quickly, it will toggle the screen reader on or off.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I just found that out.
I'll try to remember that. What do I have to hit 4 times?
The option button or the star button.
Oh, okay. I have the star button. Yeah. Okay. 4 times. I'll just have to remember that.
So if you press that 4 times quickly, it will either toggle it on or toggle it off. So if ever it accidentally comes back on, you now know how to quickly turn it off.
Thank you so much.
Oh, of course. Anytime.
You know, this part is different times I've had the Roku, but I don't always use it. But when we were watching regular TV with Spectrum, all of a sudden the Roku voice would come on.
Oh, no.
What are you saying?
Oh, no.
it's almost like a little ghost or something.
It almost sounds like that, right? But just a little more robotic.
I don't know how to shut it off. But anyway. Okay, so.
Well, that could also be a TV setting, too, though, sometimes. But if it's a Roku TV, that's why.
Okay. Maybe,
yeah, see, if the TV is a Roku TV and you don't have like a Roku stick or like a Roku box.
This is just a Roku setup. It's not a Roku TV.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, because this is.
But if ever you do have the screen reader issue and you're not, and you know for a fact that your Roku is off, you can always go to your TV menu into those settings, into the accessibility, and turn it off that way.
Okay.
Because some TVs also have that option.
Yeah.
And it may be listed as screen reader or it may be listed as narrator.
Oh, okay. Either
one. So, like, for my Samsung, it's narrator.
Okay. This is a Panasonic, but it's a very old TV.
Oh, okay.
But it's still lasting. I mean, we're going to get an updated one, a smart TV.
Yeah.
So hopefully,
you know, it's funny. When I used to work for a retail store, they used to be like, well, I have a dumb TV and I need to upgrade to a smart TV.
A dumb TV. That's funny.
That was the running joke when it came to home theater.
That is funny.
And it was never like our like coworkers that ever said that. It was always the customers that would come up with it. It was so funny.
Yeah. That is funny. Okay, so now do I have everything done or?
Yes. So now all of your devices, all 6 of your devices are connected to your Wi-Fi.
That Wi-Fi password. So I don't have to do anything else now.
Correct. You shouldn't need to do anything else. If you're planning on going into your old Spectrum email address, for example, that you can go ahead into and forward those to your Gmail.
Yeah, I actually went into both of them. The Roadrunner, I think, was already transferred.
Okay.
It looked like to me like it was already transferred over to the Gmail.
Okay,
at least I think it was, because it looked like I had actually printed something else on how to transfer it over.
Oh, good.
Into the, so I'm pretty sure it is. And then my Gmail, I went there, and I don't know if I transferred that over to, but they should be connecting with each other, hopefully.
Absolutely.
So.
I would hope so. I mean, if you found the information about it, because I personally have never had the Roadrunner email, but if you have found the information where it links the two so that it can forward it, then great.
Yeah, I went right, I think it was right on Roadrunner or something that I printed it out. Or Spectrum, I don't know what it was. It was something, but I found it and I printed it out so I could follow the directions to do it. So hopefully I think I did it. Because I used that a lot. I used the Gmail too, but I used the Roadrunner constantly.
Okay, that makes sense.
I never thought I'd be changing, you know, from Spectrum into something else.
I know, but I mean, it can get pretty expensive nowadays, so I completely understand that.
Tell me about it. I'm hoping, you know.
I mean, last hockey season, I didn't even get a cable box, mind you. I got their, it wasn't Spectrum, but I had another cable company, and I got their stream box for, like, $10 a month. And then in order for me to watch the NHL playoffs for my favorite hockey team, I had to subscribe to the basic channels and add all the sports channels just to watch hockey. And it brought my bill up to like $400 a month. I couldn't afford it. I was like, oh, my God, this is insane.
Yeah. Well, I have the phone, which did bring the bill up a little bit. But because it's a land, we keep that. If it wasn't for him, I probably wouldn't keep it. But because I have the iPhone, but I do keep it, and that brought it up a little bit. So, but it's like 90 something, I think, with the internet, the wireless, and the phone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then whatever it's going to cost me for the Roku, you know, to do the streaming. But I was paying close to three. I think it was like $281. And every time I called them and said, look, and I kept deleting and go, you know, making my
channel
smaller and smaller.
Don't I know it.
Watch a lot anyway, but it's still, you know, come on.
So I mean, it's crazy expensive nowadays. I'm like, I don't quite understand it. I mean, I get the whole inflation thing, but.
Right.
I mean, at this point, streaming is just cheaper. You can opt for the streaming options that, you know, don't provide any ads. And, you know, you could just binge watch whatever shows you want based on whichever platform has your favorite shows. I mean, it's just, it's insanity in my opinion. I go for Hulu, Disney, and ESPN Plus as a triple play kind of thing. It's all managed through Hulu. And I pay like what, $15, maybe $18 a month.
Oh, that's not bad, yeah.
It's really not.
I think I'm just going to have to get used to the, because with cable, you just click the button and it's there. This you have to kind of, you know, go through different things.
Yeah, you have to select the streaming platform that you're trying to go on to, select your profile if you have more than one profile, and then you can search for whatever show that you want to watch.
Yeah, so that's going to be a little bit different. So, but maybe once I get used to it,
absolutely. And once you do get into the groove of things, it will definitely be easier the more you do it.
Right.
In the beginning, I taught my mom like 20 times, and then finally she got the hang of it, and I was like, oh, great, awesome. Now you know how to get to your favorite shows.
Well, that's like I've been going on every so often, and I've been just trying to practice, you know, going around trying to figure it out. So.
Yeah, and I mean, just doing it yourself is really like the easiest way. It may be frustrating at first, but it is the best way for you to learn because you're getting into the motion of it, so to speak.
I don't know if I just got a thing from Spectrum too that about my email, so I hope it's not gonna. It's just saying your web email account will expire in 24 hours. In order to reactivate and update your web email account, kindly upgrade your email. So I don't know. I hope this isn't gonna.
It might shut down your email if you canceled with Spectrum.
I haven't canceled yet.
Oh. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, well, no, they said not to cancel yet. And I don't know if I
yeah. I would talk to Spectrum. I would call them and be like, hey, I got a notice that my email is going to expire in 24 hours. Why is that? Because I haven't canceled with you yet.
Right. Yeah, I haven't. But I'm going to cancel. But I wanted to make sure I got through all this.
That you got all of them correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's understandable. And I mean, also another thing that you can do is make sure you, like, I'm a big, like, list taker, so I'll handwrite things down. If I know the important companies that I need to update my email for, I will write down the company names and make sure I log in and update my email.
Right, right. That's what I'm going to have to, because a majority of everything I used was from the RR, the Roadrunner.
Yeah. And then at that point, another thing that's great about the handwritten lists is that you can also put a checkpoint next to the, like a check mark next to the ones that you've already updated. That way you keep yourself in check with that.
Yeah.
I'm very big on handwritten lists. Do I like a printed list? Sure. I can type it all up and then print it and then check mark it. But I mean, it's just easier when I can just all do it at one point.
Right, right. Definitely. So
you should see my home. I have like, I feel like 20,000 notebooks. I've got a ton of notebooks in my office back home, and it's just, it's funny.
Cool. I have, with all my different passwords, I have a little book with all my little different passwords, and I'm like, oh my gosh. But that's some people, they tell me they use one password for everything. And I said, what? I said, not me. I got a bunch of them. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, okay, well, I guess my next call then is going to be to Spectrum because this just came up.
Just to make sure, yeah, that your email address doesn't expire. Yeah.
And I guess when I'm talking to them, I guess by now I probably could have Spectrum shut me off.
You can also give them a prospective date if you want to tell them, hey, look, I still need it for the next 3 days. Can you then cancel on such and such date?
Yeah, maybe I'll do that like next week.
Because most companies are able to do so. I mean, even we are able to do so. So I don't see why they would have a problem with that.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, maybe I'll do that then. I'll ask them maybe at least next week, the beginning of next week then, and see, go from there.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help, and if everything is taken care of, then I guess.
Yep, everything seems to be all set. You're all connected up. All six of your devices are connected up. If you do have any other devices that you get, I don't know if you have, like, security, like those Wi-Fi cameras for security. Oh. If ever you have any troubles with those or get any other new devices, definitely give us a ring. We'll be more than happy to remind you the password and possibly help you set it up.
Yeah, brings up a question. Now, I have a TV in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to get another Roku thing for that, for streaming. But once I put the information into that, it should be okay to use?
Yes.
Too?
Absolutely. Okay. Yep, you would follow the same way that you did today on the Roku stream bar.
Yeah, okay, very good.
Okay.
Yeah, the little one I have to connect. Okay, thank you so much for your
help. Oh, you're so very, very welcome. Is there anything else that I might be able to assist with today?
No, I think that's it.
Well, in that case, Sharon, thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber, and I hope you have a fantastic weekend. And if ever you have any questions, feel free to reach out.
I will. Thank you so much again.
Oh, you're so very welcome.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Great one. Bye-bye.